Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We've been listening, as you know, to Aretha Franklin's song, Respect. Somebody please email or tell me, what is it when she says, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out TCP? I've never quite understood that. I should probably just go online, take out TCP. I know she talks about taking care of business, that's TCB. So what does she mean when she's saying take out TCP, which is what I think she said, and it doesn't even relate to the letters of the song exactly. So, I don't know. But we've done something unusual today, which is we have chosen one song, which obviously ties into our theme, and that is Aretha Franklin's wonderful 1967 version of Respect, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing it as we've done 20-second snippets of it throughout the show. I would encourage you to please like, as they say on Facebook, my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. You can also follow me on Twitter. Visit my website at brucesallen.com. You can tune in next week, and I hope you will, for our next topic, which is My Word is My Bond. I am noticing a theme, and the theme is how a lot of things seem to have changed. And in the course of my writing My Word is My Bond, I thought about how business has changed, where when I began in my first career, which was in showbiz, there was something called a handshake deal. I'm not sure anybody makes a handshake deal anymore because they're afraid of what might happen and get lawyers involved. So I'm not so sure that's a good development or a bad development, but that will be our subject for next week. Today's topic, once again, was respect. I am going to toot my horn and say that today's show was very special, and I would encourage you to listen to the rebroadcast, which is Thursday night at 9 or Saturday at noon. But if you missed it, please go to my website, download it, go to iTunes, go to the News Press TV website to see the video cast and or download it. Pastor Drew Sams brought such wisdom to the show today, and it was really powerful. There's one other aspect of respect that we did not talk about, which I do cover in the column, and that is how we allow our kids to treat a step-parent. Many times a biological parent will just not notice that their children may be treating their step-parent with a little less regard and respect. And I think it is incumbent upon the biological parent to insist on a modicum of respect to that step-parent. I can say from my own experience that it is harder probably for that step-parent to join in a family than it is for the biological parent. And I know my wife has bent over backwards to accommodate my children. And there have certainly been those times when they have not been reciprocal in their respect and accommodation. And as much as I can, I try to demand that of them. And I would encourage you to do the same. It is another aspect of respect that is incredibly important. And given that we have probably as many blended or more blended families than traditional nuclear families, helping your partner gain and get and deserve that respect is your job. And it's another one of the jobs of being a parent, of which there are so many. We're still looking for another two sponsors for our show. What better way to reach your audience of parents and concerned families with kids than with our Dad's Point of View show? I want to say hello to Lori, the owner and proprietor of the Daily Bread on Santa Barbara Street. Lori, I want you. Now, I stop there every single day that I come up here, every Thursday, and I enjoy. In fact, I can't even choose which of the unbelievable delicacies are in the display case. Plus, I have my coffee and I have my repartee with your incredibly engaging and fun people that work there. So I really need you as a sponsor. Plus, I would love to have you as a guest for a Family Nutritional Matters segment, as I know you know about food a heck of a lot of stuff. So, Lori, this is my invitation. Take it. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call me. You can call me at 805-564-1290, though I haven't given the number lately. But more importantly, email me at bruce@brucesallen.com or tweet me at Bruce Sallen. We are nearly out of time. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, who is our station manager, always greeting me with a smile and words of encouragement from day one, and I am incredibly grateful. And third, the man who makes me look good on the video feed with this fancy new equipment we have in the station and this virtual set that you are privileged to see if you're looking at the video feed. Thank you, Dylan Haley. And of course, I want to thank the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself. And I want to thank my cousin Sandy for joining me in studio. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.